mean, there were some decent comps on there. You know, it is coming back a bit. The other one was bigger. It was a different spot. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for that. I'm new at this, so.
Yeah, well, it's just we serve as a board to come up with the best evaluation that we can, and if you have an idea that's different than what is proposed, just let us make a motion and a second with discussion, and then you bring that forward, and if we see the reason to lower it, we will, or to raise it, we will.
What's it?
Yeah.
Is it 60,000 or 60?
60,000 purchase price.
Is that at 2 o'clock?
Is it 2 o'clock in person?
No, that's at 2 o'clock.
This is in person. Yeah. You are in person, and then you have a cancellation, and then 2 after that.
Which one's canceled? The teleconference for Wilcox, Clarence, Dale, and Bob?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Tomorrow.
I think these next two are in the same area where that one on Point Royale and Avondale.
They both are. We've already looked at them and established, haven't we, a kind of a, what was that that we come up with on those? 70?
You.
Huh?
That's what the last one was, or that one this morning. If that's the same.
What's the difference, though?
The difference in one of them that we looked at, though, it had a garage. One of them had.
That's right. They had the garage.
Had the garage on it.
Yeah.
Scroll down just a bit more. He'll usually say garage or parking or whatever if it has one.
Look over at, whoa, just a second. Common area maintenance, association fees includes.
Man, their HOA stuff is high.
Yeah. You know that stuff.
I know that.
What's
you live over there? Yeah.
Do you have to pay both HOA and COA?
Yeah, yeah. If you're in a condo, if you have a house over there, you're just paying the HOA, not the COA.
And then the condos really get stuck because they pay both. Plus, if they got to pay a golf assessment,
do they have to do that?
Everybody's assessed.
You use the golf.
If you use golf, you pay on top of that.
HOA and COA fees.
When I had that condo out there, I was paying like...
Your payment's less than your needs.
Golf, I was paying like $4,500 a year.
Yeah, they're not my favorite place.
Was that one we done this
morning? That's why I got out of the condo and went to the house.
Was it a teleconference or they come in?
Today?
Is it the one with the greens you're talking about?
No, it was down here. It's at Point Royale.
It's
70,000 dollars.
Yeah, she was talking about the one that with the garage. they were telling her they'd go it for like 72,000 or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it was listed or.
What do you guys think that was too high on that one?
I had a garage.
That one didn't, did it?
No, it was comparable
the one
to
we
a
did.
Garage.
Yeah. Jeff, didn't you ask?
I did. It had a garage.
It had a garage.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't. I was thinking that it was just a comparable.
So you, so I, these ladies live pretty well side by side.
In that same area, I think it's up there. There's like two or three.
Yeah. One's a 9, one's an 11.
Yeah. And they're back off of the.
Is that the first one, Wesley?
This here's the 189 Avondale Drive, apartment 2.
Okay, now where's the other one?
Gurdon.
No. What's his name, Chuck? Guy's got the campground out there. It comes in every year.
George Gurdon.
Yeah.
They're right. He's on the other side of these. I tried to get the point to go up there and buy his property to make a driving range up there because we don't have a driving range. And
kind of with U-Hauls and stuff on?
Yeah. But they'd rather pay $5,000 to have a guy walk around and high pressure hose off the curbs right before winter when they go and put salt down and everything. And they get to some management problems.
That Port Royal. Is, what's his name, Mike still out there?
Mm.
You gone?
Yeah, they got him, rid of him.
What was his name?
Rankin.
Rankin, yeah.
2 or 3 years ago.
Mike?
He was an economic guy at Branson.
No. Rankin, I think it's Rankin, Mike Rankin.
That sounds right.
He headed up Point Royal, or was whatever you call it.
Who's that guy?
Not anymore. He's gone from out there. He's been gone for a couple of years.
Tom, the other was the city in this room.
It's Misty. Misty.
No.
Her mom was basketball coach out at college. Well, Joe guy was killing a plane crash. Burnett.
Bradleyville Economic Development.
That
is a powerful position right there.
It was her dad.
That'd be Leon Combs.
No, we're not in recess.
Ruth?
Yes.
Awesome. And
great.
I suppose you're Molly.
Yes.
Awesome.
Sorry, we got behind some traffic.
You're right on time.
Yeah.
Great. Perfect. Thank you. I'm going to turn myself off. You come on up to the mic. We've got Ruth Arnold first.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Great.
Right now they've got the property 88508, purchased it for 60. Looking at 50. Does it have a garage with it?
No. And I don't have it on, it's a personal residence, so.
Is it entry level or is it stairs?
Stairs, one level down.
Was it a foreclosure?
No.
That you bought?
When did you buy it?
13 years ago.
13 years ago or 2013?
13 years ago.
Let's go back up.
Did I have that miss?
6/13/2013.
No.
They purchased it 6/1/2013.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That was an error. It was 13 years ago I bought it.
Okay.
Moved here from Florida.
Jeff, what do you think?
I brought in some comparables to that area and those same things, and they were running, the purchase price and selling price were in the 50s, some of them as low as in the 40s. My neighbor, who is has exactly the same one, that we share the same stairway, his taxes were under $500 last year. And when I called Chuck last spring, he was going to get back with me, and then I never heard anything back. So I thought, well, it's been adjusted. But my neighbor just called over here and said, well, if you want to assess mine at $93,000, then I need a check for it. And for $93,000, because they definitely...